this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
At B&D Family Jewelers, value and trust come first. Make this Christmas sparkle with fine jewelry for the holidays, weddings, or any occasion. Explore on-site repairs and looking to sell? We buy gold, silver, platinum, old jewelry, and sterling flatware for someone special or treat yourself. Visit B&D Family Jewelers, 1600 John B. White Boulevard in Spartanburg, or check us out at bndfamilyjewelers.com. B&D Family Jewelers can help make your special occasion memorable.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Ramona?
I'm great, host Walt. How are you?
Good. I'm wonderful. Thanks for asking.
Good.
I was just talking to my friend William Quackenbush. I said, we always talk about things before. I said, so Quack, I said, on your tinfoil hat thing, your sightline thing, did the sightlines cause Cincinnati to turn it over a bunch of times in the first half and Clemson to turn it over a bunch of times in the second half? And he laughed. He said, no. Yeah, I said, I didn't think so. Yeah, I don't buy that at all, because I just think watching the game, Cincinnati outscored Clemson 7-0 in the last 2 minutes of the first half, and where the good basket was, or the bad basket was, I should say, for them, and I thought that's what changed the game. And then the first 5 minutes of the second half, they outscored by 11, and I don't think that had anything to do with sight line. And then we played like 10 minutes where the score stayed the same until the end. Brooks said, hey y'all, I'm doing great. She said, one day left. Brooke is happy, Ramona. Brooke is happy. She's about to get a little break, and I understand that. Speaking of happy, I'll tell you what made me happy last night, Ramona. It was an unexpected surprise. So I leave here, right, and I'm driving through the center of Easley. And all of a sudden, Ramona, this is the first time I've ever seen him actually out delivering gifts and stuff. I saw Santa.
You saw Santa?
I saw Santa.
Wow.
Santa was out there with his sleigh.
You saw Santa in a sleigh?
With a giant sleigh going right down the middle of Easley.
Oh!
And he had picked up people to tour with him, to go out with him, I guess, and deliver gifts, because there were a bunch of people with him in the giant sleigh. And I've driven a long time here in Easley now, and I have not previously seen Santa.
No.
And Santa and his sleigh was moving. I mean,
he was booking it.
It was moving. I got caught at a light. I got caught at a light, and I wanted to catch up to Santa in the sleigh. And luckily for me, Santa got caught at the next light, because Santa's got to obey the rules until he hits open space, and then he can, you know.
And do what he wants.
And then they can jet off into the atmosphere and, you know, go deliver the gifts. So in the meantime, you know, he's just traveling down the road saying hello and Merry Christmas. It's not yet time. You know, Santa's not yet. Santa's not delivering gifts yet. It's not the 24th.
No, he's just hanging out.
Right. So he's, you know, he's spreading
the cheer.
Spreading the goodwill. Right. Just like Santa and Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly like that.
Nine Ferocious, did you see the carolers? No, I didn't see any carolers. But I saw, I don't care because I saw Santa, the actual Santa, and a bunch of people. And if you were in the sleigh, by all means, call us today. Because I got up to the light, Ramona. And sorry, I know you can't be on your phone, but at the light, okay, I took the phone out and was taking a bunch of pictures of Santa and the...
Yeah!
I'll show you later.
Okay.
I got a bunch of pictures of Santa and all the people in the sleigh, and they're all waving back and saying Merry Christmas. And, you know, there's little kids in there. There's a little girl in the back who was really, you know, she was going, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. But everybody in the sleigh saying Merry Christmas, I'm saying back to them. So I was in the black truck. If I was the only one there was nobody else. So if you people were in the sleigh, by all means, call us today and let us know that you were in the sleigh. And we said Merry Christmas back and forth. And then the girl in the back, the very back, who I'm guessing was 20 or 25, I think you have a story to tell. And so you call, too, and you give Ramona your information. Because there was one thing I found a little odd, but it was awesome, Ramona, absolutely awesome, and it was great to see. I was semi shocked, you know. I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure that I would ever get to see Santa in my life. I mean, you know, and there you go, the real Santa with all the little kids in the sleigh, and this is how we're telling that story because we have to, because that's the legit deal, you know. So. So the little kids were there seeing Santa.
That is really cool.
And the parents. And
and then when I left, nothing but traffic.
And by the way, the sleigh moves the sleigh moves by. Oh, there was traffic? There was no traffic at this time.
Yeah, no. You had a nice Christmas encounter with Santa, and I get cars.
And the same Santa or the sleigh moves magically.
Were no deer?
No deer. Can't have deer down. You can't have the deer. You can't have the deer out. You know, you can't have Blitzen and everybody out.
They'll be wanting to get up in the sky there.
Right, you can't have them out. Have them out this early because, you know, you can't risk any of them, you know, getting an ankle injury or anything else. It's too early. It's too early. You know, they're back in the Santa's stable. They're back in Santa's stable. And so they're getting ready. They're getting ready. You know, they're getting limbered up. They're getting ready. They're back. They got a big night coming on the 24th. So no, this was the magical sleigh that moved without any visible means of moving. It's just that's the magic of Christmas. It's Santa's magic. Texas said, "How about that? You're probably right there, Texter 505, but I wouldn't know that, so I can't say that." Texter said, "Well, that sled's a muscle car." Kevin Greville says, "Well, that sled is a muscle car." It was a muscle car. What I couldn't figure out, Ramona, is it's like, you know, the rails were like right on the road. It's like right on the road, and I'm thinking, if you're just going to take the sleigh on the road, isn't that going to be bumpy? But it didn't appear to be bumpy. And
you could see that it was sort of floating.
Well, I mean, for a couple minutes there, I was a little mystified that somehow Santa in this giant sleigh, I mean, it was giant. Santa in this giant sleigh filled with people is getting away from me. You know what I mean? I can't catch up to it. I'm getting caught at the light, you know? And that was unfortunate, but luckily I caught up. Chad the mailman says the reindeer opted out of preseason. Right. You can't have, you know, look, the reindeer can't be out there. You know, you just can't. You can't.
The reindeer opted out of preseason.
Right. You can't have the reindeer. This was just, you know.
Yeah, but they have an important job. They have to be ready.
Right.
They have to be in shape.
Right. This is just Santa spreading goodwill. That's all. You know, we're not yet on the 24th. When we get to the 24th, that's when Santa breaks the deer out. That's how that works. Let's see. I received a picture. That's it. That's it. There he is, Ramona. There's a texter. Check the text line, Ramona. That's the sleigh right there. So someone else has seen it. Now, Santa's just standing by it there. That must have been in the summer. Santa looks a little lighter.
Oh, that's what you saw?
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you see the giant ski rails on it?
Yeah, I do.
And they're like right on the road. Didn't matter. And it was all lit up too, Ramona. They're all lights, colored lights.
That's very cool.
Colored lights and everything. I'll show you my version.
It's quite the vehicle.
It is. It's enormous. Look at that picture on the right there. Downtown sleigh ride. See that right there with Santa?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
that
see
picture
that.
On the
you
on the
can
right.
Tell. Is that easily? That's easily, isn't it? Right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Yeah. And that one's filled up. You see the one on the right?
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. Yep. But it might have been more filled up last night.
It's like a hovercraft there.
Yeah, exactly.
How about that?
I don't know if that's the same sleigh that he actually uses on the 24th. It might be a different sleigh. You know,
he's got the deer.
Right. He's got the deer sleigh.
Yeah, this one's for city.
Right. This is city Santa. Right. So this is, again, he's just warming up. You know, he's just starting to limber up. Got a big night ahead on the 24th. Lots of gifts to deliver. You know, so you kiddies, make sure you've been good, because, you know, Santa checks that list twice to see whether you've been naughty or nice. So make sure you've been good, because, again, it was incredible to see Ron and all these little kids in the sleigh and the little girl. They're all yelling Merry Christmas, and all yelling back Merry Christmas. I'm taking photos. And, you know, and I was a little bit a ways away, but the little girl in the second to back row with her mom, I guess it was, she's really yelling Merry Christmas. She's yelling Merry Christmas. And then the young lady in the way back, I want to know what your story is. But it was so if you were in the sleigh last night and we were stopped at the red light, because both Santa and your humble road rage servant adhere to the lights. We don't run red lights. We don't. Although that prior red light that I got caught under, Santa might have.
I don't know that was.
he might have slid through that one a little bit. I'm not entirely sure, but I did catch up to him. I was worried. You know, I wasn't sure where he was going. You know, that was my next concern. I wasn't sure if he was gonna like get on the highway. You know, I wasn't sure. I didn't think I'd lose him entirely, because it's hard to lose a giant red sleigh in the center of Easley with a bunch of people in it. You know, especially
with all sorts of
colored lights. Oh, I'm sure he does, but again, this is not the real thing. This is the 24th. This is the preamble. This is not the real deal.
Right. The real deal has the magic reindeer.
Yeah, all the reindeer and, you know. Can you name all the reindeer? I know you can't name all the Ivy League schools.
I can't.
I thought maybe you'd be able to name the reindeer. What are they? There's Donner and Blitzen and Cupid. Isn't Cupid one of them?
Yeah, Cupid's one.
Donner and Blitzen and Cupid and
the rest of them, I'm out.
Well, Rudolph, although sometimes...
Well, Rudolph is at the end.
Rudolph's in sometimes. He's out sometimes. You never know about Rudolph. You know, Rudolph is... Can you trust Rudolph?
I
guess you have to, because he's got to be on a bad night, he's got to be the one to guide his sleigh tonight.
That's true, if the what? Nose is working.
Rudolph, if the red-nosed reindeer, yes, isn't it? Todd and Easley. Todd, how are you, Todd?
What's up, Walt?
Hey, Todd.
I'm going to get a little debate going here about bacon. I'm watching something on bacon on YouTube about the best bacon brands, and I've seen how they got theirs cooked. They like theirs extra crispy on here. I like mine kind of a little flimsy, not burnt.
Yeah, I don't love it burnt to a crisp. Ramona actually likes the bacon more than I do.
I like it crispy. I don't like it flopping around. It's, you know me, I don't like that raw stuff. It's too close to raw.
Ramona likes all her food cooked to death.
No, she wants not to make to sure death, it's completely, I like it crispy.
Completely dead.
I like it crispy.
As far as hamburgers go, I want mine medium well. I don't mind slight little tinge of pink, but I don't want burnt. I don't want no crunchiness when I eat a hamburger, unless bacon is on it.
Yeah, I don't want crunchiness in a hamburger either. No crunchiness in a hamburger.
No.
What do you mean, no, no, no? You burn everything.
He just said medium well. That's good.
You burn your steak. You like?
I do.
You like your steak like extra well done or something?
No,
some craziness like
well.
That.
That's
medium
well.
Medium well. The steak's not supposed to be well. Well, nothing. Well.
Yeah, medium well.
No.
When I cut into it, I don't want the blood coming out.
Medium as far as I go.
Yeah.
Medium as far as I go with steaks.
Yeah, I can't even do that. I mean, I'm like medium rare or rarer. I don't want. Now, not hamburger. Hamburger, I like to be cooked a little more than steak.
I want it.
Yeah.
I don't mind a slight little tinge of pink, but as long as the temperature reaches 160 degrees, I'm fine with it.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I'm sure that's it, but I don't know anything about that. Like, I'm sure that's where the safety number is, that 160, but I wouldn't know anything about that. I mean, I don't.
150 to 165.
Yeah, I'll take your word for that. I don't have anything to measure the temperature of any steak or hamburger. I just cooked it till it's.
I knew that. It says that on every single frozen dinner.
Oh, does it really?
Yes.
On frozen dinners?
Yeah. It says, always has that little picture of the thermometer. And then it actually says on the back, which always cracks me up, it says, enjoy. if I wasn't going to enjoy it, I'd be buying something else.
Ramona knows the temperature deal based on her frozen dinner consumption.
I admit that fully. I don't care.
It's hysterical. Hey, Todd, I got to run, but have a Merry Christmas, my friend.
You too.
Thank you, Todd. Hey, let's go, Toledo. Let's go. Why did this number on Toledo explode today? Somebody tell me that. That does not bode well. It just doesn't. I have Toledo in this deal. If Toledo wins, I take over, I think, sole possession of first place in the bowl. I believe I'm tied right now with maybe Sam and my best friend Morgan Thomas. But, I like win this thing almost every year, and I gotta get going. I got to get going. But this thing here, I heard Quack on my way in say this thing, he put this in the dock at 11.5 today. What did we play this at? Wasn't it like 7? And Quack said it was 8 or something this morning, and it went to 11.5. I said, okay, well, then somebody knows something. I said, you know, we've seen all these issues with players and playing their numbers and various gaming institutes. I said, if it went from 8 to 11.5 or whatever it was, from this morning, I said, somebody knows something. Now, we haven't seen it play out in this game yet because this game is still 7-3. Man, there's only 2 minutes left in the first half of this deal. What's the temperature there? Big crowd, he said facetiously. It's 2nd and 12, and Toledo has the ball at midfield. This is where I came in, like 20 minutes ago. This is exactly where we came in. I think Louisville blocked a punt, and yet they must not have done anything with it because Toledo has the ball back, and they're back in midfield again, but it's 2nd and 12. And that's a terrible throw. You got a guy wide open to the outside, and you only missed him. Hey, Ramona. It's like a 10-yard pass, and he missed it by another 10 yards. Yeah, that's not good. You know, footwork, my friend. Footwork, Mr. Osborne. Footwork, footwork, footwork. That's the key. If your footwork sucks, your throws will suck. It's like a tennis player backhand setup. Your footwork's got to matter for you to execute the shot. All right, so we have a 3rd and 12 here, Ramona. Hey, we have more football on during the show. How about that? And we're going to talk football. What a coincidence. All day, football, all day. College football all day long. We're going back. We're going forward. We're going every which way. 3rd and 12. Throw the ball. Get out. Run. Now run. Now you throw it. No. What are you doing? Just punt the ball. Don't let it get blocked. Walt Tiptoe Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'd rather talk about Santa and the sleigh than this. Quick break.
Injured at work? You don't have to face it alone. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we fight to get you the workers' compensation you deserve. medical bills, lost wages, and stress, let us take that burden off your shoulders. With years of experience and real results, Smith Jordan Law is here for you. Call us today at Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Smith Jordan Law, protecting injured workers every step of the way. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Buying a mattress is painful. That's why we developed the Duo Mattress, a patented two-piece mattress design that makes this process easy. The Duo is the most cost-effective, sustainable, adaptable, and comfortable mattress you've ever experienced. With our 100-night sleep trial and unique comfort exchange, you can rest easy knowing you're taken care of with engineered sleep.
Holidays are quickly approaching, and there is no better way to shop for Western and workwear fashion for men, women, and children than at Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney. If you hurry in now, you can save 10% by just mentioning the Roar FM. This excludes firearms. We also carry hunting and fishing clothes, gear, and supplies. With brands like Carhartt, Ariat, Cinch, Wrangler, and many more, you can get everything you need in one stop. Visit today right off I-85 at exit 90 or 92, just down Peachoid Road.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe, it's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies to get you moving again.
And you don't need to leave your home or office. Meet with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video. Call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics. You should too.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
You really don't need a special occasion or a special reason to shop Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Step inside the state-of-the-art Reed's Jewelers showroom and discover what tens of thousands have discovered. Award-winning customer service, exquisite diamonds for her, elegant Swiss watches for him, and professional expertise from the team at Reed's Jewelers. Jewelry and relationships that last a lifetime. That's Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
It's Christmas time in the Upstate, and what a great time for the Toyota of Easleyathon. With special rates and holiday bonus cash, it is time to put that new Toyota under your tree. A great example is the Toyota BZ. With 0% for 72 months and an extra $3,500 in bonus cash, you can be hauling your family around in style. Toyota of Easley, your one-stop shop for stylish vehicles at a great low price. Stop by 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway or shop online at toyotaofeasley.com.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
We don't whisper opinions. We deliver them at full volume.
They do not know how to whisper.
105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Thank you.
Waltham Tulip Road Rage, we are back. Are they calling that a catch? Is that in or out? That's out, wasn't it? There's a flag.
You're not asking me. You're just talking out loud. I am. I'm just talking. You're not asking me.
Oh, my God. They call it roughing the passer? Oh, come on. Let's see this again. What's going on here? Roughing the passer. Oh, stop. Oh, come on. He ran into him. He's all the way at the sideline. What are you talking about? How is that roughing the passer? Yeah. Man, it's a good thing I'm not on satellite or that I am on regular radio. This is just absolutely ridiculous. So just give him a first down. Here we go. Here we go. What a ridiculous call that was. I mean, just awful. All right, let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing wood in the home can damage the foundation. Rot wooden beams and joists cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialist, your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Look, no one does it like Canty. Canty offers solutions to fit any over budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open, call 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, cantycanfixit.com. You will 100% thank me later.
Hey, that was an angry ad.
Yeah, you know, hey, you know, Ramona, I'm thinking that now I know why that line moved up so much. The officials.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the line moved up because of the officials. So they have another third down now. What are you going to do? Give them another? Give Toledo another 15-yard penalty? Give some Louisville? Give Louisville some more field position? Is that what you're going to do here? I mean, the quarterback actually ran into the defender. He's all the way over by the sideline, and he basically just runs into the defender, and they call that a 15-yard personal foul. Come on. Stop already. All right, Ramona, we need to get to some of these games. We need to go. I want to review the games from last week, discuss them in depth, some of the big games of the week, and then I want to move forward and talk about what is likely to happen in the upcoming games. We have like 18 games left in this slate, and before you know it, we'll have more games to pick. And we want to talk about some of the possibilities in the playoff as well. And Toledo just missed a big time sack. There's another flag. What are they going to do here? What is this going to be this time? What's this flag going to be? You going to give them another first down? What? I can't imagine. They're not going to call this again, are they? What is this? Oh my God. It's another flag. It's another
this
flag.
That's why you can't do play-by-play.
Oh, my God. It's another flag.
Play-by-play with Wall. My God. You've got to be kidding.
You friggin' scamming low-life weasels. We know who you bet on now. There's no question. We know who you bet on now. This is just utterly laughable. We know who they bet on. I mean, come on, man. What's going on here? How many? What are they saying? Too many guys on the field. What are they? Four or five? I didn't get to count them. I don't believe them. I don't believe. I just saw the bogus rough in the passer penalty. Complete nonsense. Georgia Greg, I'm coming right to you. So now they have a third and less than one. So that gave them another. They gave them 5 yards more. So they, in the last two plays, Ramona, they've moved Louisville ahead 20 yards without them actually gaining a yard. Yeah. I see what you're doing. Georgia Greg. Greg, Merry Christmas, Greg.
Merry Christmas to you, Walt. I wanted to get in for the holidays. I actually tried to call the week of Thanksgiving, and I got sidetracked and couldn't get back on for 7. So
Happy
holidays.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Greg.
You know how it is.
Yeah.
I'm busy, man.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But I did wish you a Merry Christmas.
Well, same here, Greg.
I know. I think we got some exciting semifinals coming up. 8 really good teams in there. I'm worried about our game. I think they've got some. I mean they're going to come in. They're coming in Lane's backyard, wanting to prove a point. I'm hoping I think that fire edge is just the process that Kirby's been through the playoffs over the years and through the New Year's bowls and all that, and really knows, you know, how to get everybody
hasn't
ready.
Helped in the last couple of years.
So, excluding SEC championships, which are their own things, in the last year, you know.
Oh, by the way, Greg, I got to interrupt you. Yep. What are you going to call another flag on Toledo now? Because Toledo stoned them on the 3rd-and-1. What are you going to call another flag on Toledo? They just threw a flag. They just threw a flag. As God's my witness, after the play's over, they just threw a flag. I can't wait to see what they're going to do here. Who are they going to call 15 more on Toledo here? Toledo had them stopped. They stopped. 3rd-and-1 play near midfield after just giving Louisville 20 yards. Toledo stops them for a loss. So it's 4th-and-2. And I don't see Louisville walking off the field. What are these idiots going to do now? I mean, the play ended, and there was some pushing and shoving and talking after the play. I can't wait to see what they do here. Are they really going to do this again? Make a call already. I mean, the Zebras are all out at midfield, Ramon, and they're talking about their golf plans this weekend or something because they haven't made a single call. Make a call. The game has to be played. They got a personal foul on Louisville. Oh! They're still talking. I have no idea what they're saying because I have no volume. But this guy's reciting War and Peace. I don't know what he's doing. They called a personal foul in Louisville. And then then this guy keeps going on War and Peace. The Louisville player shoved the Toledo player's helmet off. And good for the Toledo player. He basically kept his composure. All right, Greg, sorry. All right, so let's get back to the important things, like why Georgia's going to beat Ole Miss in your mind.
Oh, I didn't say we're going to beat them. I said it's going to be a great game. I think, you know, it's hard to beat a team the second time. I think it's going to be a game just like, you know,
let me just say that. First of all, let me say this, Greg. That's false. Okay, teams that beat a team the first time generally beat them the second time. So that's just an old falsehood. That's not going to be an issue. Your defense is playing better.
I use that strategy and got a bunch of them wrong, Walt.
Well, Kirby has won every time he's played somebody a second time in a year. So that's a positive for us.
Wait. Say it again. Give me that.
Every time Kirby has met a team for the second time in the same year, that's Auburn, Alabama, Texas.
Oh, like Auburn without their star with Auburn without their star running back. Yeah. Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Beat him bad. Yeah, beat him pretty bad. They didn't do anything.
Yeah. It's hard to run that stuff here, isn't it, Greg?
Oh, it's fine. I'll go back and forth with you on stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, you throw out Jameis Williams out, I'll throw out George Pickens out. I mean, Walt, I have no problem arguing with you. I love you to death, but I'll throw a counter out. I mean, it's not up to us. I'll throw my point out, right. But it is. It's just a point of mine.
I get you, Greg. I get you. The whole key is Lacey. If Lacey plays, I think Ole Miss upsets Georgia. I do. I don't think it's a great Georgia team. I think they played a little better at the end, but I'm not going to ignore the fact that you barely beat Georgia Tech, and Georgia Tech sucks. And I think people got carried away with the way Georgia was allegedly playing. I think you're playing inferior teams that lacked in many ways. And I think you're capable. I don't rule you out for winning the national championship. I think I put you in the 5 slot. Today I'd put you in the 6 slot because I think Miami would beat you on a neutral field. But in terms of what my expectations are, I mean, I think Ole Miss has a great chance. I think the key is Lacey. I think Ole Miss's defense got better the second half of the year. I think their team speed is at least equal to Georgia's, maybe better. I think when I saw Ole Miss play in Norman, Oklahoma, despite Lane Kiffin trying to give the game away 20 different ways, Ole Miss still won by double digits, and their team speed was vastly better than Oklahoma's. I was shocked at how slow Oklahoma looked on the field playing at home against Ole Miss. They took bad angles defensively all game. I was shocked Venables didn't correct any of that. And Ole Miss easily won the game despite all of Kiffin's in-game blunders. I actually think, Greg, that Ole Miss is going to benefit from not having Kiffin. And I've suggested this before, but he's an in-game imbecile, and he just makes ridiculous, stupid decisions that hurt his team constantly. He's not there to do that anymore. And, you know, game one, now they didn't need to do much, but game one against Tulane, they didn't make any of those ridiculous, stupid decisions. Now, will it carry over against Georgia? I think it will. And I think Ole Miss is going to benefit from Kiffin having moved on. And because the team is the same, it doesn't change the names. It just changes the ridiculous in-game decisions that regularly cost them every time they play a big game. So I think that barrier to winning a big game is gone. And plus, I think they have the better quarterback, and I think they by far have the better running back, assuming Lacy's healthy, which we don't know, you know, and that could be a factor, but. I don't know. Maybe I'm alone in this, but I think Ole Miss is going to win.
I respect Ole Miss. I respect them a lot. I mean, I faced them. I don't argue with you on the speed issue. I think our defense has to play very smart, very set. Our corners, Robinson, has to play really good. So I don't argue at all with that. I think Frazier and Bowens, I think our overall group matches up well with Lacy as far as the running back room goes.
I give you one running back, Greg. I give you one running back out of all those guys. Who are you taking?
I'm taking Frazier right now.
Over Lacy.
Lacy's hurt. I mean, we don't know.
I'm not asking you about a hurt guy. I'm asking you just in general, based on the statement you made.
So I really only saw Lacy a couple times when they played us, which, you know, I thought we handled him pretty well, especially in the second half. But I still would go with my guys just because, like you said, I'm a homer. I'm going to take Frazier. I got to.
I know. But, we did this last, no, I mean, we did this last year, Greg, with Notre Dame and Georgia.
Well, I mean, in Stoutman's first game,
you say that somewhere else. Come on, man. I mean, he was your star player. He's the guy who played the best out of anybody in that game. You're trying to like write that off and blame him. He played well. That's one of the better games he ever played. You didn't lose because of him. You lost because your bonehead coach that you just said is a genius and wins all these matchups. Who cost you the game in the last minute of the first half? Who? It was Kirby Smart. In a field goal game, which was like 6-3, Kirby, for some reason, decided to be aggressive from like his own 15-yard line. Correct?
Which he usually doesn't. He rolled the dice and missed it.
Right.
I'm still taking Smart over Golden.
Well, I can understand why. I can understand.
Yeah.
I can understand why you would do that. But again, I Kirby's not won anything of late either. So we'll see. We'll see.
We'll hang in there, I guess. We'll try and see.
Yeah.
But anyway, Merry Christmas, Walt.
Merry Christmas, Greg. Right. Merry Christmas.
All right. Take care.
I think Georgia's going to go down. I think Ole Miss is going to beat Georgia. I think it's like 34-27, something like that. Maybe a little lower scoring because it's a playoff game. But, you know, I want to get into this notion when we come back. Did that game go to half? It did. Louisville 7, Toledo 3 at the half. What's this guy's deal, Ramona? Does he have a sore neck? Hey, when we get back, I want to talk about the playoffs in general. And, you know, I hear so many people, it's just sort of mind-boggling to me. I hear people just disparage the playoff. And, you know, it's terrible, and we let two teams in. It didn't belong in. I don't care at the end of the day, all right? I don't care. This is the greatest thing ever in college football. Look, the rest of college football is in massive trouble, and every coach is saying it. But But in terms of what we get to watch at the end, this is the greatest thing ever. Are you kidding me? This is better than college football's ever been before. I used to hear all the Flat Earth Society people argue against expanded playoff. Expanded playoff's the greatest thing ever. Stop wishing for less football. I don't know what the hell is the matter with some of you people. This is the greatest thing ever. We have eight teams left that are all good. Any one of them can win. It's the greatest thing ever. We have a legitimate playoff, and there are no weaklings. There are no awful teams in this playoff. I don't care whether Tulane and James Madison got bounced early. It's of no consequence. Who cares? Somebody always gets bounced early in every playoff. Who cares? What we have left is we have eight elite teams. And we are headed towards the greatest ending of any college football season in the history of the game, period. How can anybody not like this? If you don't like this, you don't like football. I'm late. Quick break.
Jeff Carey here from Sit and Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries. The year-end clearance sale is here. You cannot miss this. We've got triple power sofas for just $14.95. All of our mattresses, including Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, and even adjustable bases are on sale right now. Plus, with 2 years no-interest financing, there's never been a better time. That's only at Sit & Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries, Highway 123 Bypass and Easley, open Monday through Saturday.
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily and posted on Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages. Elkmont has all the brands you love, like On Clouds, Birkenstock, Extra Top, Patagonia, Z-Supply, Filson, Columbia, Maui Jims, Costa, and so much more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Merry Christmas.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
As Harbin Lumber wraps up an incredible 2025, all they have to say is one thing: thank you. Thank you to the builders, the contractors, the homeowners, and the partners who trusted Harbin Lumber. Your projects, your hard work, and your loyalty are what keeps them growing strong. For over a century, their commitment has been simple: quality materials, dependable service, and relationships that last. From their family to yours, have another great year in 2026. HarbinLumber.com, helping build dreams since 1917.
Is arthritis pain slowing you down? Stiff joints, achy knees, hands that won't cooperate, and reaching for pain pills too often throughout your day? OrthoLaser in Spartanburg can help. Our advanced laser therapy is non-invasive, drug-free, and targets pain at the source, helping you move easier and faster. Imagine a life without arthritis holding you back. Visit recoverwithlight.com today. That's recoverwithlight.com for no drugs, no needles, no downtime, and a life without arthritis pain at OrthoLaser Spartanburg.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
This isn't background noise. This is sports radio with teeth.
These guys are serious.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap, he's sleeping? Oh,
Tony. You know,
it's just one of them ones where if you can't get the words out, I'm going to hate it.
No, I'm not. Okay. I have a couple little stories for you, but I'm going to save them for later. One of them is more Halloween-like than Christmas-like.
Okay.
Way more Halloween-like than Christmas-like. Like, way, way more Halloween-like. And curiously enough, it involves another Ivy League school. Ramon, every once in a while you see something politically that's just too damn funny. Like, I saw one of the funniest threads last night I've ever seen. Michelle Wu, who is the mayor of Boston, she does not like Donald Trump, right? And so yesterday she's going off on Somalis and why Trump has this all wrong. And she actually says that Somalis, this is what she says, have been at the heart of every big thing that's ever happened to Boston.
What? What?
The thread in response to this, Ramona, is one of the funniest things I have ever seen in my life. I was literally in pain. One of my favorites was this guy put up a photo of one of the original wars up there, and against the British, and he substituted, I don't know how he did this, but he put Somalis in the entire picture. And he said, and this was his response from him. He said, ah, yes, the Battle of Lexington, Concord, and Mogadishu.
What?
I was in pain. He says, you know, again, one of the famous Boston battles, Lexington and Concord. He says, ah, yes, the Battle of Lexington, Concord, and Mogadishu. He remembers it well. They went to sports. They went teaching Tom Brady how to throw a football.
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, the whole thread.
What?
Huh?
I said, Tom Brady said, what is this?
Yeah. I don't know. It was just absolutely hysterical. One of the funniest things I've ever, one of the funniest threads I've ever seen. Actually caused me pain. You can get in if you want, 654-7627. I don't know what you're waving about. You're gonna have to wave some more. We have things to do. Let's friggin' go. Let's go. Let's get to the games from last week. We gotta move. We're almost out of time. We only have like 3 hours left. You ready? Let's go.
Which one are we doing? The first 10?
Yes. Like, okay, I said, during the break, we worked this out all
then. Which one do you want me to?
I wanted you to go down the list of games from the start, and we'll see which ones we're going to talk about.
Okay, Jacksonville State and Troy.
Yeah, that ship sailed.
Okay, Old Dominion and University of South Florida.
You know, Old Dominion has a star safety who is entering the portal, and I would think that Clemson would be interested in him. 6'2", athletic, 6 interceptions this year. I would think, and I wrote about this earlier today on Twitter, I would think that might be a guy Clemson would have interest in. We'll see. He has 2 years to play, by the way. Clemson needs safety help. These are just a little connect the dots playing at home. That's okay. The only interest I have in that right now.
All right. The next one is Delaware and Louisiana.
Yep. Sailed.
Arkansas State and Missouri State.
Go.
Kennesaw State and Western what?
Michigan. Go.
Memphis and NC State.
And now there's this talk about Jeff Brohm and Michigan. I mean, honestly, if Michigan could land Jeff Brohm, I think that would be a great hire. I think it would be an outstanding hire. I don't know if that happens, but it could.
Memphis and NC State.
Yeah, screw that. I got that one wrong.
Okay. Oklahoma and Alabama.
Yeah, we haven't talked about this game at all yet. And so we'll pause here. Obviously, a tale of two games, like Clemson's basketball game. First quarter was all Oklahoma. It was 17-0. And from that point on, the rest of the game was completely dominated by Alabama in every sense. I mean, just total whitewashing the rest of the way. I mean, what was the score the rest of the way? 34-7? I believe it was 34-7, right, the rest of the way? And we were tied at the half, and Oklahoma couldn't do anything after the first quarter at all. And, you know, it's like we talk about, this was one of these games with the meaningless yards, you know, where Oklahoma's trailing by 10 late and they're throwing the ball and tacking on yards to make it look better. But the only part of the game Oklahoma controlled was the first quarter, and the rest of the game was all Alabama. And I thought Alabama was the better team going in, and they were the better team. I mean, I don't like Alabama. I just didn't like Oklahoma either. You know, listen, Mateer made key mistakes. I thought he might. You know, the first game, it was Alabama turning the ball over and dominating the stats. Like I said then, you know, Venables took exception to that argument after the game. After the first game, because, you know, you don't need yards when you have points. And we apply yardage like it's a sign of the score. It's not. You can score multiple ways. Once you score in other ways, you no longer need to acquire yardage. It's the other team that needs to acquire yardage, especially in a game that was expected to be low scoring. And so I think when you watch that game, it was Oklahoma turning the ball over, as I suspected might be the case, which is why I went Alabama, and I was the only person to pick Alabama. But I picked them because I thought the turnover battle might flip. I didn't see Alabama turning it over another three or four times. I just didn't think that was going to happen. It didn't. And it was Oklahoma and Mateer who turned it over, and they made the mistakes, and Alabama had the short fields or no fields and scored points as a result without needing yardage. That's how the game is played. And then, again, Oklahoma, the team now trailing by 10 in the later stages of that game, they're the ones that needed the yardage. And so they're throwing the ball, trying to accumulate yardage, and Alabama's just trying to run out the clock at that point. So, you know, it's why we get too caught up in yardage details, which really have nothing to do with control of the game. The game is judged by the points. And you acquire points in numerous ways. And it's not just yardage. And that's why the first game went to Oklahoma, and why Venables was right to be PO'd at the people who were talking about yardage after the game. It's also why the second game went to Alabama, and the same thing applies. And I just think Alabama was clearly better. This is a road game in Norman. Those people were jacked up, and it didn't matter. Alabama took control of the game in the last three quarters. They tied it before halftime, and you just sort of had the feeling it was going Alabama's way at that point. It felt like the whole game had turned. And it did. And the rest, as they say, is history. So Alabama's moving on. And now, you know, I have somebody wrote me on Twitter and said, Walt, so you think Alabama can win it all now? No, I don't. I think Alabama can beat Oklahoma, because I don't think Oklahoma's very good, and I said that. And I think most people sort of agreed with that, which is why I was still surprised that spread was 11-1. I just think people felt Alabama didn't deserve to get in, and there was the Venables factor and the defense and all that. But I didn't trust Mateer, and I didn't trust the Oklahoma offense. I actually trusted the Bama offense more than the Oklahoma offense. As it turns out, it was really the Bama defense that won the game. But so when you show your math thing, I don't know if that works, but I think I just think Oklahoma wasn't a very good or complete football team. I just think they skated by a lot of times this year when the offense really didn't do much, and they created some turnovers, and I just don't think you can count on that, especially when you're playing other teams of similar quality, and they were not able to count on it in this game. And they were reliant on it. The only way Oklahoma was beating Alabama was if they created turnovers. They didn't. Alabama's the team that created turnovers, and so, you know, hence the outcome you got. But I had a texter write me a little bit ago and said, Walt, so you think Alabama can win the whole thing now? No. I think that, look, the other element I want to get into here is I want to get into this element of the buys. I wrote about this on Twitter yesterday, and Dan Lanning had something to say about this too. And I found his statement fascinating, actually sort of shocking, and we're going to get to that as a part of this conversation. I think we need to be careful about assuming anything from a sample size of a few games from a year ago in terms of buys and versus playing. I think we need to be very careful about that. I think when we came into this year, people were saying it's impossible for the road teams to win based on last year. And then we learned quickly that it's not impossible because Miami and Alabama won the two real games on the road. So we learned quickly it was not impossible. And I think the same thing could be true about the bye. The sample size is completely meaningless, and we shouldn't judge anything by it. But I do want to talk about it and the possibility that it matters. Let me tell you about Underdog, where everything matters. Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block biters are back, and Underdog is the best place to get in all the action. With Underdog Unwrapped, you'll unwrap tons of promos all throughout the holidays. We've got boosts, gimme picks, deal reveals, even some surprises sprinkled in. Now's the best time to get in the game because you can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. So play it all, man. You can play it all, and you can get the boost. Take advantage of all the boosts and gimmies. These are all things that change the odds in your favor. Let's friggin' go. Playing Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower in stats like points, rebounds, steals, assists, more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. So it's And I love playing basketball on Underdog. I especially love playing the NBA. I especially love playing live in-game NBA action because it lets me steer. So I'll be in on everything tonight. I'll be in on bowl games. I'll be in on I'll be in on absolutely everything. And you should be too. Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. So you're getting $75 in bonus entries when you play your first five. Plus, you're getting all this other stuff. Boosts, gimme picks, deal reveals. Get in. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/display and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerning the play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. All right, we're going to continue to talk college football all day long. You can get in 654-7627.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem-solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
Attention Orange Nation fans, Kate Klubnik here. I get asked all the time where I got my beautiful truck. It's the same place you should go, Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. They took care of me and they'll do the same for you. So Orange Nation, do like I did. Go see Martin McKinley. He makes it easy, speedy, and transparent. Even if you belong to Maroon Nation, go see Martin at Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. EST, easy, speedy, and transparent.
Tiger fans, crawl space and basement issues are not a DIY project. You need trained, licensed pros who know what your home truly needs and are qualified to do the work. At Crawl Space Medic, our Clemson alum team delivers honest assessments, clear communication, and long-lasting repairs. From moisture and mold to structural issues, we fix the real problem without upselling our fellow Tigers. Keep your home and the air you breathe safe. Call Crawlspace Medic and schedule your free inspection today.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous five-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. That's CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at Newton Scott.